It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, sorry.
Are you okay? Wait, do you have to go to the bathroom? This happened yesterday around 8 o'clock. We had to push the garbage so Alex could go to the bathroom.
No, I was just distracted. Okay, Adam Levine revealed that him and his wife are expecting another baby girl.
So now, obviously, like, you're going to, you like it or not, you're going to be involved.
The second child. Too. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It is a girl. I'm having another girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Cops in L.A. confirmed that they are investigating a Hollywood pedophile ring after Corey Feldman filed a police report. Harvey Weinstein apparently hit on Paris Hilton at a gala in France when she was just 20 years old. Witnesses say he used his usual line on Paris, "Come to my office, I want to make movies with you, I can make you a star," but she seemed unimpressed.
What is that?
Why is The Simple Life not still on the air right now?
No, why? Hey, listen, for Christmas.
Because I don't know what it is.
This is what I want. Christmas, I want you to get me some seasons of The Simple Life on DVD. Amazon it. I have wanted that so bad to
watch
it.
Isn't it on Netflix or somewhere?
I'm calling everybody. I'm calling out Netflix. I'm calling out Hulu.
Why isn't it?
We need them to bring it back.
Is it really that good?
Yes.
But what is this? What is this?
What isn't it, Joe?
What are they saying?
They're saying sana sa. It's a made-up word.
On a bus.
Jeez.
You never watched it?
Did
you
ever watch
it? It's just a made-up song that her and Nicole would sing. It's just made up to be annoying, and I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's iconic. It's seriously amazing. Make it the national anthem. I saw people wanting it.
Nobody will take a knee. Everybody will say, sa-da-sa.
I would take a knee for that song. I would take two knees.
I saw a report that a bunch of people were like protesting, like, and now they don't like the Star Spangled Banner anymore, like in California or something.
Oh, shut
Shocker.
Up. Go so into the ocean and
they
swim.
Should make that the national anthem instead. Sa-da-sa. Put your hand over your butt. Sa-da-sa.
Ready? Begin.
Sa-da-sa.
I thought it was like a Muppet or a cartoon thing.
No, it's Paris and Nicole sitting together singing it.
Everybody will stand and it'll unite us once again.
You two are the Paris and Nicole of this show right
Listen,
here.
Listen, you know what's so crazy, MYK, is that there are so many children right now hearing that for the first time. They
problem.
Don't even know about Sana Sa.
And they
Make
shouldn't.
It a thing. Bring it back.
That's what happened to this country.
Hashtag bring back Sana Sa.
This is all the Sana Sa I'm playing this morning. You used up every play of it. No more.
Reverend Jesse Jackson has been accused of sexual... No. Reverend Jesse Jackson has been accused of sexual harassment by a journalist who says the civil rights activist grabbed her thigh while making a crude comment. Writer Danielle Young accused Jackson of making the unwanted advance and comment during a photo op after a media event. She wrote, "I walked toward Jackson smiling and he smiled back at me. His eyes scanned my entire body and all of a sudden I felt naked in my sweater and jeans. As I walked within arm's reach of him, he reached out a hand and grabbed my thigh, said, 'I like all of that right there,' and gave my thigh a squeeze."
I just can't imagine people doing stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying you couldn't, but I can never go up to a girl and be like, "Oh, I like that squeeze right there. I like that a lot." Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted to hear this.
Not that. The other clip.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah. The other clip.
Okay.
Where is she been, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO.
Gossip Squirrel.
Oh, Gossip Girl, not Squirrel. No, but this is horrible news. I am a Gossip Girl stan, okay, for life. And so is Liv, the web girl. And I saw this yesterday during lunch, and I literally lost my ever-loving mind. So Gossip Girl star Ed Westwick, if you don't remember, he plays Chuck Bass, has now denied an allegation that he raped actress Christina Cohen. The actress had posted the accusation on Facebook Monday, saying the 30-year-old actor sexually assaulted her at his apartment 3 years ago. She claims that he raped her during her brief relationship with an unnamed producer. He responded by tweeting yesterday, "I do not know this woman. I have never forced myself in any manner on any woman. I certainly have never committed rape." Cohen has now filed a police report in L.A., and the LAPD is opening up an investigation into her claims. If this is true, I am literally devastated. Devastated. That is my all-time favorite show. It's like Gossip Girl, then The Office.
It wasn't my all-time favorite show, but when all this stuff's coming out now about Kevin Spacey, I'm just like, damn, dude, like you're in so many of my Pay It Forward and so many movies that I like and I tell people to watch. And now I'm like, oh, you're just trying to like bang everybody and touch people? Like,
sucks.
It's terrible.
Okay, I have two more things, so I'll try. Don't interrupt me so we can get through this.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
The extended version.
So, spoiler alert, if you didn't watch This Is Us yet from last night, this was a really big issue, I guess, for people, but they aired the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Uncensored, which it's not like you're allowed to have the N-word in shows and stuff.
We could say it on this show.
We could.
Go ahead, Alex, say it.
Obviously.
Let's hear it.
No. We obviously don't, but like they did, because it was, you know, it was a part where it's taking place in like the 60s or the 70s or whatever. No, it was the 60s. So,
it was talking about how his dad back in the day, many white men called him the N-word.
Right. So this guy was on the show. And anyway, so people are mad about that, but like, I don't know. That's what the time was. It's horrible, but like they're being historically
accurate.
Nobody
likes the past. And I'm not saying you should be proud of the past with all the bad things that happened. There's also good that have come of it and we've developed, but you can't whitewash history. Like if it happened, I think you need to embrace the past so you don't repeat it.
Right, so they were just being historically accurate, but I guess a lot of people were offended, so I thought that was interesting. And then, this is crazy! Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, won't likely be available on any major streaming services when it's released on Friday. That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is Taylor Swift released the official track list for her new album, Reputation, and that was on social media last night. Her announcement came shortly after identical photos of the album and the backside of its cover art surfaced online. She didn't comment on the leak, but she just captioned the photo with 3 days until Reputation. Now, here's the exciting part.
Good, I've been waiting for it.
Are 15 songs in her album, and on the song Endgame, Ed Sheeran and Future are featured artists. Yes. And then this is the craziness. So there is a song called Dress on the album. And a bunch of people that went to Secret Sessions, you know, where she plays the album for fans or whatever, said that it is her most sexual song she's ever released. I'm living for it. And her mom had to leave the room when she played it and her dad covered his ears. They said that there is a lyric in the song that will literally make you scream out loud. You're so not expecting it. I am ready for sexual Taylor Swift.
You just need to have somebody get it on with you.
Listen,
we need you to get it over with.
This is what I explained to my friend.
Just please, somebody.
This is what I was texting my friend last night. I was like, I am living for sexual Taylor Swift. You know why? Because like all of my friends that have or are like do have sex or whatever, since I don't, I live through them. So I always ask for like all the details. And I was like, and I feel like Taylor Swift is my best friend. So it's like when she finally talks about her sex life, I'm like, yes, girl, tell me all the deeds.
She's a freak, too. I'm telling you. I bet, like, Taylor's a total freak.
Maybe, well, somebody was saying that.
I've heard, like,
the lyrics could be crazy. Who knows what they say? I'm so excited.
I mean, she was in, what, 50 Shades Darker?
And by the way, we keep forgetting to talk about it, but speaking of her album and everything coming out and freaking out over lyrics, I am going to be doing a Facebook Live listening party on our radio station Facebook page. I say midnight Thursday, but I guess it's technically midnight Friday, but you know. Midnight Friday.
It'd be 12 a.m. Friday morning like Thursday night. You know what is. When the clock goes from 11:59 on Thursday night to 12 a.m. Friday morning.
But I'm starting it at 11:55 so everybody gets settled in.
So Thursday night.
So basically, I'm literally going to be in my living room, in my apartment.
Naked.
No, not that. But I am going to be wearing black for Reputation's release. But I'm going to be on there and I'm going to put my headphones in because Facebook is, you know, so copyright sensitive. I can't play the music out loud. But we're going to play it and I'll react to it and you'll see me cry. Over Taylor Swift, we can all laugh together and cry together and whatever. It'll be fun.
You're gonna bring chicken nuggets and goldfish too?
I mean,
it's gonna be a long time.
So, yeah, it's probably gonna be 2 hours long. But anyway, if you wanna listen to Reputation with me, plan on doing that. You can RSVP to my little party on our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9.
Yeah, make sure you attend it too. Like, say you're going and share it with your friends.
Yeah. All the Swifties, stand up.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Alex, because that is the garbage, right?
Yes, I know that was the longest garbage of all time.
It's all right. It doesn't matter if it's long, it just matters if it's good.
That's right. I mean? I think it was a solid garbage.
Yeah, it's not about the length, it's how good it is.
Not about the size of the boat, it's about the motion of the ocean. Is that Taylor Swift's hidden lyric?
What if she could turn that into a song? Like, it's not the how does it go? It's not the size of the what?
It's not the
size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean.
Yeah.
Girl, I said it's not the size of the boat.
Maybe that'll
it's
be
the
hidden lyric.
The ocean.
Like in her lyrics, she always puts a hidden message in her CDs.
I think her hidden lyrics will be this.
What if she sampled this?
It better be. She better. Taylor Swift better.
All right. That is The Garbage. You can check it out. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on The Joe and Alex Show. Also, we post it up after the show on our Instagram story. So follow us there, too. And all the links are posted.
Somebody I know, my friend Lauren, another friend Lauren that you guys don't know.
Joe and Alex Show.
She just sent me a text of her holding The Simple Life. And she said, LOL, you can totally borrow this. I've had it since high school. Yes! I'm so excited.
Tell Lauren to send that to me and MYK and Liv so we can hook you up for Christmas. Just keep it on the DL.